Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He explains to us the role and the importance of the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The very first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was established on the face of this earth was the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba in Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this place, this Kaaba, this masjid in Mecca, it was a place of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mubarakan. It's a place where a person could go to seek the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It is a source and a place of guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in another place in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That those slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is those people and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom Allah allows to attend to the masajid, to maintain the masajid, to fulfill the rights of the masjid, to populate the house of Allah. They are the people of iman. They believe in Allah. They believe in the day of judgment and the accountability on that day and the reckoning of that day. And they physically and monetarily, they serve Allah and they strive to attain and achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And any difficulty that they might face in doing so, they don't fear anyone other than Allah. Nothing deters them from this. فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. These are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide. These people will be guided by Allah. Allah has created this whole vast earth. But the most beloved places on this earth to Allah, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. It is the houses of Allah, the masajid. وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. And the most despised places on this earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. And if we just take these couple of verses of the Quran and this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we analyze our own situations accordingly, then we see where do we stand. How much time on a daily basis do we spend in the marketplaces or in the business places, at our works and at our work and our jobs and our businesses, shopping and spending money and earning money, versus how much time on a daily basis do we spend in the house of Allah? This is the first thing. If we want to be beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to go to the place that is beloved to Allah. And that those are the houses of Allah. Al-masajidu buyutullahi ala al-ard. These are the houses of Allah on the earth. And these are the most noblest places on the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He established the house of Allah, the Kaaba in Mecca first and foremost. And every single other masjid in the entire world, it functions as a branch of that Kaaba. That it has the rights upon us. And if we want blessings in our life, if we want to be guided by Allah, we stand in salat, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصَّلَاةَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Raka'ah after raka'ah after raka'ah, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصَّلَاةَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah is informing us and letting us know, if you want guidance, go to the house of Allah. Go to the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ emphasized it through his words and through his actions. He says that if you see someone frequenting the masjid, if you see somebody coming to the masjid very often, not by our standards, by the standards at that time. Not by our standards. By our standards, very frequent might be 2-3 times a week. This is the Prophet ﷺ speaking at that time. That if you see somebody frequenting the masjid, فَشْهِدُ لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Then you can bear testimony and bear witness to that person being a believer. That you can give your word and feel safe and secure about the fact that yes, this person is a believer, and you can put your word on that. Because it's a sign of that iman that he is connected and his heart is attached to the masjid. On the day of judgment, in the harsh conditions on that day, where the Prophet ﷺ informs us that the sun will be above the heads of the people, and they'll be drowning in their own sweat, and the horrible conditions that will be there that day. On that day, there will be only one shade. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. There will only be one shade and one place of refuge, and that will be under the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seven types of people will be granted refuge under that shade. And one of those people is رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. It is a person whose heart was always attached to the masjid. His heart was attached. When he left the masjid, he only thought about getting back to the masjid. When he was in the masjid, nothing else came to his mind other than being there at that time and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and benefiting from that blessed environment. This is the heart of a mu'min, a believer. When iman is in his heart, he's like a fish in water when he's in the masjid. But when you take him out of water, what happens? This is the reality of the masjid. And this is the importance of the masjid in our lives. There's a story, it's just a story, but it teaches a lesson about what a great blessing this is. And now we should be thanking Allah that we're here, and we should constantly pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to keep coming to the masjid, and we should strive and pray that we can frequent our visits to the masjid and we can increase the amount of time that we spend in the masjid. One time a man went to the marketplace to do some shopping. And in the old days, when somebody went to go buy a lot of things at the marketplace, there would be young boys standing. This is how they started making money. And odd jobs. They would stand there at the gate, and as you would go in, you would hire one of them and he would carry around all your merchandise for you while you went around to the different merchants and bartered and traded with them. And so one man came to the marketplace, he hired one of these young boys. And he said, let's go, I need to buy some stuff. So the young boy, he presented one condition. He said that when the adhan is called, I'll go to the masjid to pray salat. That's non-negotiable. So the man agreed. Now when they started shopping, the adhan was called after some time. So the boy said, I have to go to the masjid. I have to go. So the man said, go, I'll wait here for you. And he went to the masjid. Quite a bit of time passed and the man became restless. So he went to the door of the masjid and he called into the boy and asked him, why won't you come out? I'm waiting for you. So the boy spoke some words of wisdom. He said that the one who does not allow you to come in has not yet allowed me to leave. Meaning teaching him a lesson. That what a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is. We come to the masjid by the permission of Allah. We leave the masjid by the permission of Allah. And this is a blessing greater than any other blessing that we have in our lives. So we should strive for this and increase our attendance to the masjid. Ramadan is a time when we start spending more time in the masjid. We come for Isha, we stay for Taraweeh, we come, we do Iftar, we stay all the way till the end of Taraweeh. But this needs to carry on after the month of Ramadan. We need to increase our attendance to the masjid. Spend more time in the masjid. This is the place of safety, and this is the place to build our iman and learn our deen and practice our a'mal. This is where it is all revived. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the masjid was the focal point of everything. All religious efforts and endeavors, they began from the masjid and they ended back at the masjid. That's how everything worked. And the Prophet ﷺ, through his own behavior, through his own actions rather, he emphasized and stressed upon us and taught us the importance that the masjid plays, the important vital role that the masjid plays in a Muslim community, in a Muslim society. When the Prophet ﷺ, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, and he arrived in Medina, the very first thing that he did was he allocated a place for the masjid, he acquired the land, he started making arrangements for the construction of the masjid. It's the very first thing he did. His own residence, he didn't think about that for months. 6 months later, he arranged for his own residence. Till then, he stayed as a guest in someone's house. When we move to an area, when we go to a new area, the very first thing we worry about is job. Where am I going to make money from? Then we worry about living arrangements. And the last thing that comes around is the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ is showing us he's not even worrying about his own residence. He's first establishing the masjid in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this reason, inshaAllah, like I already said, we should inshaAllah make an intention that I will increase my attendance to the masjid. I will spend more and more time in the masjid. The first step of that is the 5-time daily prayers. The 5-time daily prayers. Praying salat with jama'ah. Very, very important. Very important. The Prophet ﷺ, look at his statement. I just spoke about it yesterday about how loving and caring and kind and compassionate he was. But this was so enraging to him. This was so disappointing to the Prophet ﷺ that when people would pray in their homes and not come to the masjid without any valid excuse, that he said, I wish I could light fires to their homes. So starting by coming to pray salat with jama'ah, with congregation in the masjid. That's the first step. If I'm coming once a day, increase to twice a day. However much I'm doing, increase it more and more. The second aspect of it is the other activities and the seeking of knowledge and the increasing the understanding of our religion. This takes place here in the masjid. This is something I'll be talking about inshallah in a future talk here. That the importance of knowledge and attaining the understanding of our deen. But we have halaqat, we have classes here in the masjid. Come to learn the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Come to learn the understanding of the word of Allah, the kalam of Allah, the tafsir of the Quran. Coming to learn the different aspects of our religion and our deen, the practical aspects of it. And then bringing our children to the masjid on the weekends or whenever it's feasible for them. Exposing them to this environment. And so these are a few of the initial steps that we can start to inshallah build a closer relationship with the masjid. And remember, anyone who avoids the masjid, neglects the masjid, coming to the masjid, and wishes to establish a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his efforts will go in vain. This is the first step of building that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give us the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard.